Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 12th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Daniel, chapters 4 to 6. Misuse of God's name due to pride will not go unpunished. We read in Daniel chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 like this. But you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. And you have lifted yourself up against the God of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your lords, your wives and your concubines have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, which do not see or hear or know. And the God who holds your breath in his hands and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. The events described in the book of Daniel chapter 5 took place in 539 BC, which was the year when the city of Babylon fell to the Persians. This happened exactly 42 years after the death of Nebuchadnezzar, the first king of Babylon. During his earlier conquest of Israel, King Nebuchadnezzar had looted God's temple in Jerusalem, which was built by King Solomon. He had taken priceless wealth back to Babylon, along with many costly implements that were used in Hebrew worship. These included the sacred gold and silver vessels, which the Israelites had carefully set apart for use in only the holiest rituals of their worship and sacrifice. Years later, Belshazzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, hosted a great feast and brought out these sacred gold and silver vessels to drink wine and praise the God of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. This was a blasphemous act of sacrilege and a deliberate defiance of Jehovah. The writing on the wall was God's answer to the arrogant challenge presented by Belshazzar's pride and his defiance of Jehovah God. The message on the wall read, numbered, numbered, weighed and divided. This four-word wall message meant that God had numbered the days of Belshazzar's reign because he had been weighed on God's scale of justice. His kingdom was to be divided and given to another nation. Belshazzar was now without any excuse, and the time of mercy from God towards him was past. In fact, while Belshazzar was feasting in revelry, Babylon got surrounded by the Persian army, who attacked and captured the city without much resistance. The Medo-Persian armies under Darius killed Belshazzar that very night and seized power. We must recognize that God measures, judges, and rewards us according to our conduct. We must also understand that God judges as idolatry and blasphemy the arrogance of all who refuse to honor him. King Belshazzar may have been new to his position, but his sin, that was pride and arrogance, was old. God hates pride, and pride eventually brings shame in our lives. Pride is a sword that will wound us eventually, and let us understand that the misuse of God's name due to pride will not go unpunished.